Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The FT.
In the new world of fast-moving and globalized culture, Europe is running scared. An entire continent quakes at the prospect of its future irrelevance. This week, the board of the European Film Academy pledged its support to the exception culturelle, the principle that prevents culture from being discussed in the trade negotiations between the European Union and the United States, due to be renewed next month. The cultural exception is not negotiable, funded the Academy's president Wim Wenders. He, you may remember, directed the exquisite Paris, Texas, made in a time when European directors could travel out west and make uniquely perceptive existential observations about dumbassed Americans with a clear conscience. A petition of European filmmakers went further still. The liberalisation of the audiovisual and film sector, it said, would lead to the destruction of all of what until now protected, promoted and helped develop European cultures. This policy, it said, together with the granting of excessive fiscal advantages to US digital champions, looks strikingly like a conscious desire to bring European culture to its knees. For the record, the EU's Trade Commissioner, Carol de Gucht, has given assurances that the cultural exception will be respected in the forthcoming talks, but the petitioners are not taking any chances. I confess to feeling some sympathy with them. The hegemonic potential of Hollywood looks mighty scary when viewed from the tidally scaled heartlands of the old continent. Who can be bothered to support those intimate chamber dramas that revolve around the nuances of the human condition when Iron Man 3 jetpacks into view? The marketing power of the US entertainment industry is even more formidable than the miracle-making exploits of its tin-pot heroes, pointless to deny that there is an issue here. But the argument is flawed in so many other ways. First, I can't help noting an irony of which the great Eric Rohmer would have been proud. The French New Wave directors, Europe's outstanding contribution to world cinema, were besotted with American movies. They loved their ambition and energy, were enthralled to their ability to draw boldly and expansively on a wide canvas. French drama, by contrast, was small-minded, moribund. Here is Rohmer himself, writing in Cahiers du Cinéma in the 1950s. The finest American films have made me fiercely envious and sorry that France should have abandoned the pursuit of a claim to universality that it once affirmed so strongly. The flame of a certain idea of man, he wrote, had been extinguished in his own country in order to be relit across the ocean. Second, I wonder if there is still anything distinctive about European cinema at all. Just as the great European directors absorbed the lessons of Hollywood to reinterpret cinema in a new and radical way, imagine if Jean-Luc Godard had never seen a gangster movie. The influence travelled in the opposite direction too. From those powerful masterpieces of American cinema in the 1970s to the thriving independent scene of today, what we like to call the European sensibility is ubiquitous. Witness Noah Baumbach's forthcoming Francis Ha, a smart and charming homage to the early films of François Truffaut, far more French than any French movie I've seen in the last couple of years. The virtues that used to be associated with European cinema have in any case spread round the world and become entwined with other vibrant local cultural traditions. This, rather than the global box office receipts of Iron Man 3, is what is inspiring about the worldwide dissemination of culture today. This is hardly a new phenomenon. The great Indian director Satyajit Ray was profoundly influenced by the humanism of Francis Jean Renoir to produce the Apu trilogy, one of the landmarks of world cinema, in the mid-1950s. But it happens more and faster now. In this context, it's absurd to talk of protecting the indigenous culture of Europe. Absurd and a little hypocritical too, given that Europe has its own history as a hegemon to consider. It reeks of insecurity, nervousness, a refusal to embrace the modern world. And here is the rub. I wonder if this protest is not better aimed at the changing media landscape in general, rather than focus on the symbolic domination of the Hollywood blockbuster. Of course, such a protest would be even more futile. It's the digital revolution that's finally going to abolish cultural frontiers forever. You can talk all you like about establishing quotas for the amount of locally produced music that has to be played on French radio stations, but who will patrol the laptops, the tablets, the MP3 players that are the new conduits of cultural consumption? It's a losing battle. In truth, European culture is far from on its knees. It may have become less distinctive, but that is because the free trade of ideas and the flowering of new cultural centres has caused it to adapt to a new, multifarious world. What Europe must guard itself against more strongly than ever is nostalgia. No culture ever made itself a better tomorrow by yearning for yesterday.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.